Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Paulies. All rights reserved. This is Speaker Linda Pauley. It's August 15, 2007, and Here's Jesus, temporarily featuring God. This first segment was originally released December 25, 2002.
Mary, were there actually three wise men that came to visit you shortly after your birth and gave you gifts befitting a king?
They most certainly were real, Alora. Two of them were visiting a friend in a kingdom to the east of Israel. And when they saw the star over Bethlehem, they knew its meaning, that it heralded the birth of a king of Israel. So they came down to Israel to visit the newborn king. That God has spread his wisdom all over the world so that all men knew it was a wondrous thing. For there was a representative of each race that came. A white person, a colored person, and an Asian person. Each understood the prophecies and knew their meaning and brought gifts for the newborn king of Israel. It is an incredible thing, Alora, that God has given his wisdom to all of mankind. It is a sad thing that mankind has not kept that wisdom. For these wise men brought us just what we needed at that time. Funds so we could go down into Egypt and escape Herod. God provided just what his servants needed at just the proper moment. If only it was still true today. If only people would listen to the wisdom of God and provide what his servants needed. It would make the world a far, far more beautiful place. But instead, they support those that do evil and who commit sodomy on children and other unspeakable acts. And they say this is all right because of all the other good they do.
That's great news, Nazarene. I always thought those guys actually existed. Their part of the story is one of the best. It's good to know that there was a representative of those three races there to honor you.
That is only as it should be, Alora, because I am here for all three races, not just one. I am for all mankind, not part of mankind.
We'll be back after the break. This is Speaker Linda Pauley. They say in the afterlife that laughter is the best medicine. Perhaps the best physicians of all are the famous comedy team of Abbott and Costello. Read our book about them. It's free online at http://spiritus.tripod.com/books/acc.htm.
We're back.
God, I have always wondered how the wise men were able to travel through Israel and other places unmolested. Can you explain this to me? Herod must have been mad at them. Why didn't he pursue them and attack them?
That's very simple, Alora. They were recognized by Rome. They were recognized as rulers by Rome. They paid tribute to Rome each year. They took care of Roman garrisons and kept their land in order. And in exchange, the Romans gave them a rod that showed that they were the rulers of that land. Wherever they went, they merely had to show this rod to any Roman soldier or any garrison commander or any prefect in any area, and they would have automatically been treated as royalty. Herod would not have dared touch them without the permission of the Roman governor. He would not even have dared take them into custody and hold them. If it had been found out, he would have been killed. He would have been put to death because these people were under Rome's protection. The Romans were barbaric, Alora, but they were good to their word. When they gave their word to someone, when they said, we will protect you, you can go anywhere you want and visit anybody you want to visit, and you will be perfectly safe, they had better be perfectly safe, because if they were in anyone's land and anything happened to them, that person was in big, big trouble. That's how they got around, Alora, because they were protected by Rome.
Wow, that's cool, God. Kind of like the first ID cards.
This was an ID card you did not want to forge, Alora. I guarantee you, it was an ID card you did not want to forge.
We'll be back again.